How to get the sum of cells that meet a certain condition using the SUMIF function. Welcome to Excel in a Minute. Do you wish to get the sum of hundreds or thousands of values from a certain category without going through the hassle of adding them manually? If yes, then all you need to do is to learn this Excel function, which can do the job for you using only a short formula. The SUMIF function, from the context SUMIF, is something you can use to add the values of a range of cells if they meet the criteria you specified. The function's formula only requires you at most three arguments: the range, criteria, and sum range. The complete syntax is equals, SUMIF, between parentheses the range, criteria, sum range. Now, let's discuss the basics of these arguments. First, the range argument contains the range of cells that you want to apply the criteria to. Each cell may contain texts, numbers, dates, and even blank cells. Second, the criteria argument holds the condition to determine which cells to add. This can be a logical or mathematical expression, a cell reference, texts, numbers, dates, functions, or wildcard characters. The criteria argument must be enclosed in quotation marks unless it is a number, a function, or a cell reference. Last is the sum range. The SUMIF function can run using at least the range and criteria arguments only. Although the sum range argument contains the actual cells to be added, this can be omitted. If you choose to omit this argument, Excel checks and adds the cells in the range argument instead. For this lesson, we will use the three arguments. Now, let's start with the sample data in this Excel file. You want to know the total units sold in France. So, your range, criteria, and the sum range are the countries, France and the units sold column, respectively. Input the SUMIF formula in a blank cell using your range, which is from cell B2 to B701, and the criteria is France. Now, the sum range argument will be the units sold column from cell E2 to E701. This formula gives you 240,931. Now we have learned how to use the SUMIF function using its three arguments. If you want to learn how to use only two arguments, you may go through the blog post for more information. Thank you for your time. We hope you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to our channel for more Excel in a Minute. You may also check out the link below to download the presentation. We hope to see you in the next lesson.